Adele, Aristocrat for the Poor. Page 21. Adele's Legacy. Today, it is still the best of times and the worst of times. And into these times, through her spiritual daughters and sons, the Marianist family, Adele continues to be born, continues to be called by her God, and continues to live and to work in the institute she founded. It continues her presence among us today. While many will reflect on her life and draw out its implications for our present world, certain elements of her life are especially important and applicable to our times. Adele was born wealthy and aristocratic. She could have enjoyed the good life of her day, made a highly suitable marriage, and mothered a family of her own. But she chose none of those options. Like her mother, who was also her mentor, she chose rather to cast her lot with the poor. She was able to empathize with them, the miserable and marginalized of her day. She identified with them. In fact, in a Christian understanding of poverty, she chose it. She was not poor by necessity, circumstance, or social injustice. She was poor by her own election and for love of others. She did not become poor as the poor of her day were poor, joining in their destitution or sharing their substandard living conditions, but she was not too proud to be found among them, to share their suffering and to help raise them from their poverty. In interior disposition, she was perhaps the poorest of them all, seeking nothing, needing nothing beyond the love of her God. Adele was quite remarkable in the way she was able to integrate those very elements of the Christian life, whose common connection seems often to escape us. Her life was undeniably, resolutely, emphatically, generously, and fervently centered on her God. Yet it would be difficult to find a life in which there was more activity on behalf of others, her family, her poor, her association, and eventually, her institute.